You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zagura back with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea, the notorious VIC out at the Liberty Ford dealership in Parma Heights. And now we have assembled the round table. And today's round table is served by Rosewood Grill in Hudson and Strongville. Catch the delicious details at rosewoodgrill.com. Rosewood, as you know, is a casual neighborhood joint from the same local team that brought you the award-winning Blue Point Grill and Delmonico Steakhouse. It's an everyday kind of place. The incredible quality of food and service will simply blow you away. And there's something on the menu for everybody. I would recommend the sushi shots. Tough to say quickly, but I would recommend it. Joining us now on the roundtable, served by Rosewood Grill from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, the voice of the Cleveland Browns, Jim Donovan, alongside Doug Deacon as well. And gentlemen, we'll start with the big news. That is obviously the quarterback position. Jason Campbell cleared to practice, not yet cleared to play in the game. What does this mean for the Browns?
I think it's encouraging. I mean, I really worried a little bit about what was going to be the scenario there in Foxborough on Sunday. So I think it was encouraging. I just went out to visually see it, and he's out there, and he's throwing passes. So all of that is good. Steady as she goes. I was the consequences there are rather steep.
Well, we've expanded to three doors now. We don't have to knock on just two.
That's right.
I mean, and David doesn't have to get as big as Rock to throw. But, yeah, you know, it's nice to have somebody that's been in the offense. Because, I mean, for the coaching staff, for the players, kind of tough when you have guys that have only been here for a week.
Yeah, and the other, you know, component of this is Jason Campbell. We've heard references to toughness. And this was a guy who played through very, very sore ribs, as we know, through that Baltimore game. A concussion, I know, is a different type of situation, and you've got to be exact with the protocol of the league and so forth and take those steps. But I would say it applies to both guys, Brandon Whedon as well. I mean, I think these guys certainly want to be out there and would push the envelope as far as it could go to be out there. I mean, I think in some way, shape, or form, that comes into the thought process here, Jim.
Vic, you are now becoming like the old grizzled CBS reporter Charles Carrault, who used to always be on the road.
Yes,
you're on the road. Every time I've listened this week, you're on the road. You're That's hanging right. out with Hanford.
And ironically, you're at Liberty Ford, yet you're all over the place.
Yeah.
Yes. No, you're right about that, Jim. And I'm sitting here in a car dealership, and you're sitting there in the cozy confines of that studio.
Wow.
Hanging out with Master Z. So
yes.
All right. So I made a statement that some people may think was controversial. We'll see what get your take on it a few seconds ago in the last segment. And that is that I believe Josh Gordon is the biggest difference maker on offense to wear a Cleveland Browns uniform since Jim Brown.
Wow. All right. What do you think? Now, you were on a lot of those, so.
No, I wouldn't go going back that far. I have to think about that one. I mean, obviously, you know, Jim Brown probably touched the ball much more, but as far as people game planning to stop somebody, I would have to say, yeah, Jim Brown would be the guy.
Yeah, I mean, since I've been here, since I got to Cleveland in 85, I can't remember anybody, you know, I mean, they were always that Marty's teams were teams. I mean, yeah. They were contributors, but nobody that really commanded, you know, that kind of obvious attention and the ability to just score from all over the field. I mean, 95 yards away. I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah. I don't know, Nathan. I don't know how controversial.
Well,
it's got me thinking.
If we look at eras, guys, if we look at eras and break it down that way, okay, you have the Brian Sipe era of the Browns, which Doug obviously knows very well. You have the Bernie Kosar era of the Browns.
Yeah.
We know that it's starting with those two guys as being maybe the single biggest difference makers on those respective teams at the peak of their careers. You know, that's what I think what we've looked at through the years. And those teams have been largely role-playing teams.
Absolutely.
I mean, Hanford Dixon and Frank Minifield, and those names get noticed. Clay Matthews, they get noticed. And Clay would be a guy that definitely has a legitimate case to be talked about as a Hall of Famer. But if you're talking about consistent, true difference maker, high-impact player, and at that position or any, quote, skill position, I'm not sure that you can do much better than Gordon right now. I really don't.
Well, and I think it'll be nice to see, you know, his name on the all-time receptions for yards for a year passing Braylon Edwards.
It's 41 yards.
41 yards.
Yeah. The rest of the season, and he didn't play two games.
So I'm going to go out on the limb and say that he'll break that, right?
I think so. That's right. Yes. Let's keep him healthy on this team.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
He might not have to catch it in an F10, though, if Jason Campbell's playing, though, right?
Exactly right.
Good
exactly
point. Right. And that, which also brings us to that connection. Jason Campbell at quarterback, if that is the case, and we're still only in taking steps to get him there. But guys, do you think, Jim, that how hard of a task is it for this team, which has been so disjointed at that position? Either they're used to being disjointed, or this is going to continue to be a problem because of the alternate weeks where you get a different quarterback.
I think it's I really do think, Vic, it's tough right now to get a grip on anything, because there's been so much change there, and boy, you go around the NFL, and I mean, you know, you never have to really underestimate the importance of a quarterback
or Green Bay
or a healthy quarterback. Right. You're right, and how these teams can just spin out, and you know, when they lose that key position. Now, we have had so many different guys coming in and out that it's just been a whirlwind for this team. But I mean, they're holding it together. I hold out hope. I really do. In these last four games, that there's one day that they put it all together. I think that they are due that, because I think they have played hard. I really do. So whereas some days it's their defense that really carries them, and most days it's their defense, I think that there still is hope that there is one day, and you know, if you want to be a little greedy in the holiday spirit, say maybe more than one day, but one Sunday afternoon in these last four where they put it
together.
All together, and, you know, I'm not saying that they shocked the NFL, but they just have one of those days where, you know, it's senior day for them, you know,
right.
and they come out and it gets all put together. Now, if they did it this Sunday, wow, it would be the win of the decade for them, but, you know, I just think they're due that, because they deserve it.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, this team, I think, is better than the record.
Much.
But, you know, the question is, then you say, why is it? Is it the coaching? Is it the, you know, if the players are that good? For some reason, it just hasn't all clicked in, and they found a way to beat themselves rather than letting the opponent beat them.
I mean, I would have thought, really, Nathan and Vic, that, you know, taking the lead on that 95-yard touchdown pass, and then, you know, Jacksonville starting at the 20, you know, in our stadium, I would have thought that would have been the day the signature would have been Joe Hayden intercepting a pass rather than getting beat on it, and we all go home.
Right. If you're going to tell me the game was going to come down to a Chad Henne pass to Cecil Shorts on Joe Hayden.
Right.
I would have bet on Joe Hayden.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
99.
I thought it was
100.
Right there. There's the script, and we're gonna get get out of this little funk that we're in, and get a win.
It's the Roundtable, and it is served by Rosewood Grill in Hudson and Strongsville. Catch the delicious details at rosewoodgrill.com. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns. Doug Deacon, his partner in the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network booth. So, guys, the other news, this one not so good, obviously, involving Desmond Bryant, regular heartbeat, has to undergo a procedure. We believe, just by all indications, it is something that, again, easy for us to say in and out, and then he can, after a couple of months of recovery, be back to normal and not have to worry about this again. But it is yet another thing and another blow to this defensive front, which faces, let's face it, its biggest challenge Sunday. So how do they manufacture a way to start getting some pressure on this quarterback, Tom Brady, in ways that they really haven't done with any consistency now over the last few weeks?
Which is the puzzle right now, is that, and Doug, I know you mentioned it Sunday, that going into that game, taking a look at the Jacksonville offensive line and what we hoped the Browns pass rush would be, that they would get there a lot on Chad Henne last Sunday, and they didn't. They didn't get to Roethlisberger. That's the puzzle, Vic, right now. Where has that rush gone?
Well, where has the rush gone, but also the fact that people have gone to a shorter passing game, knowing that they've got to get the ball out. And, you know, Brady, he's going to be one of the masters of it, I think. And you go back, we played one of the premier quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers, and he chewed us up pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to expect, you know, Brady, you can't confuse him. I mean, he's like a coach out there.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that short passing game, and that seemed to attack, that attack on the Browns pass rush, seemed to start in the Detroit game I thought Matthew Stafford came out that day and really attacked them very quickly early in the ball game. And some of these unknown guys, their tight end and another guy, you know, that Durham, wasn't it? Chris Durham. And, yeah, had huge days.
Mario.
And you would have never thought that would have happened. But I think then everybody took a page from that and said, hey, this is the way you calm that pass rush down.
You are absolutely right. That was the genesis of it, and that's why the Browns have allowed multiple passing scores in seven straight games, and it has been primarily a number two receiver, a tight end, and backs out of the backfield that have killed the Cleveland Browns. And as I was talking about how good Josh Gordon was, one of our listeners said, what about Ozzie Newsome? He was as dominant as anybody in his day for a dominant offensive player, which is kind of, I'm going to use that. We'll ponder that for a second as a segue. You're talking about now a New England Patriots team with Rob Gronkowski, who is revolutionizing the tight end position, I'd say, along with Jimmy Graham, kind of building on what Tony Gonzalez did. And when you look at this matchup for the Browns, they've got Gronk, they've got Shane Vereen out of the backfield. They have the things that can attack this Cleveland Browns defense.
Yeah. You know, T.J. Ward, I was talking to him today, and he said that it's very tough to physically match up against Gronkowski. So what you really have to do is you got to get, you know, better position. You have to out-position him. You have to out-guess him and get into a spot where you get in front of him or, on the, you know, get a good angle on him, because you're not going to be able to just physical him out
or
of the game.
Or tackle him like the Panthers did at the end of the game.
Right, exactly. That's the way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, he's the total package in regards to that. And, you know, if you spend a linebacker jamming him at the line and then a safety, then you're wasting, then somebody else is going to get open because Edelman does a good job too.
Right, Edelman back-to-back games over 100 yards, and as they've gotten Shane Vereen back and Gronk's taken off, these are just some funny stats. In the last four games, Tom Brady has 1,443 yards passing and 10 touchdowns. In his first eight games, he had 1,824 yards and 9 touchdowns combined. So he's playing as good as a quarterback can play right now against the secondary or pass defense that is struggling with those teams that can provide those multiple looks with tight ends and backs out of the backfield.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is, I mean, the game means a ton to them.
Yeah, they're going for home field.
They are going for home field. And, you know, we were talking about it the other night, you know, on one of our other appearances. Like, I mean, it's amazing that a team like New England goes into the season, and I know that they say, listen, they take every game, you know, one at a time, but they definitely go into the year positioning themselves for the playoffs. I mean, they know they're going to be in the playoffs.
That's what
they
happens
know,
when you have 13 straight winning seasons.
That's right. They know they're going to win the division. They are constantly positioning themselves for the week after the regular season to either A, be off, or B, certainly be at home. That, I mean, we will get there, I think, you know, at some point, but that is nice. That's a good feeling.
Great.
That's living well.
It is living well. And, you know, the other point I would like to make with regard to how important this game is, but the level at which the Patriots are playing, the biggest change is Rob Gronkowski's return. If you talk with anyone from New England, and we're going to have a conversation at the top of the hour with Fred Smirlis about this from Boston, but the idea that he's transformed this offense because he can do things that other tight ends can't do, and it's funny. I mean, this is as good a time as any to share this. You know, this guy is someone I've known since since middle school because he did happen to attend school with my younger daughter. His older brother, Dan, who had been on the Browns roster, was released at the end of training camp, had gone to school with my older daughter. And so in that area of Western New York, you know, they were these dominant athletes. And, and Danny had been a quarterback. Rob had done his receiver thing and played tight end and played different positions. He also, by the way, was one hell of a hockey player. You should have seen him on skates. And what a terror Rob Gronkowski was. We'd go to this rink.
Was he a defenseman, Vic?
He played – no, he was a forward.
Was he
in a slap shot?
You know what? He could have been. And here's the thing.
One of those brothers?
In middle school – one of the Hansons.
Hanson brothers.
When he was in middle school – I mean, he's towering over me then, and I'm not that sure. I'm like 6'2". I mean, the guy, but he's like towering over me in middle school. And he comes over to the house one day, and he's looking at all my memorabilia, all my NFL stuff in my office and in my home, and just outside of Buffalo, he's looking at that, and he goes, "You know, Mr. Carucci, one of these days you're going to write a paper about me." And that, I said, "Really? A paper, you know, a theme paper, something. Yes, an essay." But he was he knew what he was all about. And at the combine, his draft year, he was doing some stuff with NFL Network. And at the combine, he said, I got to tell you something. I'm going to level with you." He said, there is nobody in this draft at the tight end position that is better than me. He says, I will prove it. I will show it. I mean, he wasn't short of confidence, but it didn't sound like bravado, and it didn't sound like, you know, boasting. It sounded like he says, just trust me. I said, well, what about the back thing? What about these other issues with your health? He says, trust
me. He can rebuild
me. I trust you, Rob.
And hey, Vic, do you remember the night he got drafted?
I was
in New York. I remember you were there. I was in New York too, and it was the second night.
Yep.
You know, it was the Friday night that he got drafted.
They were the family. Was
and remember
not
the
happy.
Family went. Yeah, they weren't happy, but they went crazy when he got drafted. And they had these helmets up on the in the media room on each side of the desk. And the brothers put helmets on.
And they were starting to bash into each other on the stage.
I
thought Commissioner Goodell was gonna, you know, was gonna pass out because he's watching this. These guys slamming each other on the stage.
It was unbelievable.
Celebration, and of course. This is New York. It's a Jets-driven crowd, so they're booing these guys up there. But then I happened to talk with him afterward, and I said, okay, how do you feel about this? He goes, how do you think I feel? I'm going to get to play with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. I think I'm in good shape. I said, because they went from crushed, the idea that he wasn't a first-rounder, to being ecstatic over this.
Absolutely. I remember it well.
Yeah. Sometimes those things have a way of working out for the best.
Wow.
And they didn't have to move up three spots to get it.
Shots. Nice one, Doug.
Shots fired. That was a shot.
Guys,
that was a shot.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it as always. And it is the roundtable. Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns, PNC Bank, Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Doug Deacon, his partner in the booth there. It is served by Rosewood Grill in Hudson and Strongsville. Please catch the delicious details at rosewoodgrill.com. Thank you.
And Vic,
guys.
Let me just jump in real quickly. Yeah. Jim, the piece that ran on you and your donor, I thought was absolutely phenomenal.
Oh, thank you.
And if people didn't get a chance to see it on Channel 3, can they get it on the website? Still it up there?
Yeah, yes, they can.
Check
thank
it out.
It was phenomenal.
It's awesome about Jim and his donor, Dallas. Awesome.
And so often we talk about heroes in football. This guy's a hero.
Yeah, he's a hero. Yes.
I mean,
he's my hero.
He's a hero.
He was unsung until last week, but now we know who he is.
But it was great. I want to make sure that came to life. Yeah.
One of the toughest individuals I know. It's been my extreme pleasure to know. And, Jim, God bless you.
Oh, thanks.
It's special.
Thank you.
And that story just I have a lot of faith, and I'm pretty optimistic generally, but that restored hope and faith in humanity to have that man be that important in your life in Virginia to make life great for Jim Donovan and the Donovan family, and you adopted him into your family. God
absolutely,
bless.
Awesome. There will be no holiday that can ever measure up to that one. Thanks.
Beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. So definitely check that out, people. It's a must-see.
It's a beautiful thing. Glad you mentioned that, Nathan. And top of the hour, Fred Smirlus will be joining us by phone, and we'll talk some Patriots with him. Meantime, we'll get some tweets from you, some barks from the pound, 216-578-0850. Gerard Cherry also joining us in the second hour. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm out here at Liberty Ford in Parma Heights on Pearl Road, ESPN 850 WKNO.